My question to you is, how important is the impact of Middle Eastern investment in European football, and where would European football be without it?
I think it's very important because you have all the traditional clubs that always is favorites to win the big trophies and that, and with this investment coming in, you have other teams, newcomers that becomes a big quality and plays on a high level that is starting to challenge the big clubs. So, and it's like a domino effect. Comes in new money and the big players choose to go to a different destination, and not only the biggest club that exists out there in Europe. So I think it's only positive.
It's very well known that your contract is up at the end of the next year with Paris Saint-Germain. Are you closer to fixing where you will be playing in the next season? Do you know where you might actually go? Could it be elsewhere, or would you remain at Paris?
When it comes to the club team, I think this is a new situation for me. Normally, I had a contract over many years and then changing club, but this is something different where my contract ends and then you're free to do whatever you want. So something totally new for me. But for the moment, I'm enjoying my football. I feel very good physically, mentally, and same there, enjoying every time I come out on the field and try to do what I can do. And I feel I'm doing it more than good. So just to keep on and let's see what happens.
How do you see your career at PSG? Is this the best time of your club career?
I feel good. I feel I have a lot of responsibility. Before I came here, I knew it would be a big challenge for me because the club wanted to do something great, something big, to build up a club that brings them to the top. And it was a project at the start, so, and I'm very happy I was here at the start because it's easy to come now here where everything is settled down, everything is good, and it's easy to make your thing. And when I came, it wasn't so easy because I came from Milan and it was a different world from what it is today. And I'm very happy I was one of the first ones to be here and bring it to the top. And I knew I would do history with this club, so that is what I'm doing, and I'm still doing it. So when I change club or stop football, I will sit down and lean back and say I was part of that project. So for that, I'm very happy.
How excited are you about the prospect of facing Chelsea again, and how surprised have you been by Jose Mourinho's current plight there?
To play against Chelsea is not an easy game, even if they're struggling a little bit in their own competition. We have respect for Chelsea, and we do not underestimate Chelsea, even if it's not going good in the competition, because we know they have great players, they have experience from the Champions League from before, and they have a good coach. So I have to be honest, I haven't seen Mourinho in this situation where it's struggling in the team, because normally, not only me, I think the whole world is used to see him battle for the first and second place. So this is something new, but with his experience, with his qualities, and with his vision of the football, for sure he will bring them out from this situation.
Do you think, still think he'll be coach when the tie comes around in February?
I mean, I don't really know how the situation is. I think it depends on the big boss, Abrahamovich, what he wants. But that is nothing for me to say because I focus on my team and I have my things to do here. So, but I hope for Chelsea that he stays because we want to play against the best and that's what we want.
And PSG favourites for the tie then?
I think in this game you don't have any favorites because we played two times before. One time Chelsea passed, one time PSG passed. So this is the third time. So I see equal. I see the both teams are equal, and it will be two fantastic games, especially for the supporters. And the one who does the less mistakes will pass. And that's the way it is in Champions League. So, but I'm looking forward to the game. We're really preparing in the best way. We are better than the last year, and hopefully we can show it also in these two games.
Is there any chance that you would ever play in the English Premier League?
If I would come to England, like I said before, I got a question like my contract ends in June, and I said it before, this situation is new for me, so I have another 5-6 months until my contract goes out, and how it looks today, it looks like nothing has happened. There's nothing to go for. So, but that is also nothing I'm focusing on. So I'm trying to focus on my thing here in PSG, do the best, and deliver like I've done before. So let's see what happens. But in my thoughts now, I don't have any destination.
Has there been any approaches from any other teams at all?
I mean, I'm not allowed to talk to any clubs. I think, like I said, this is something new for me. I think in January is the window or the month you're allowed to speak to the club. So, but that my people are taking care of that. That is nothing for me to focus on.
Zlatan, in terms of the Champions League, that's one trophy that's eluded you. How much do you want to secure that and add that to your trophy cabinet?
I still have the possibility to win it. I mean, I have a great team, and the dream is to win the Champions League for this club, and that is one of my objectives to win, of course. And but if it wouldn't happen, and my career is full packed anyway, so the museum is huge, and I'm happy for that. I had the luck to play with great players that won trophies for me, and same thing with the club I played for, that I was able to win the trophies I've been winning. So, but let's see what happens this year, and if not, I will still be happy with what I've achieved.